views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
This is your moment. Gather together each week to follow leadership by example, love, and inspiration. Welcome to Miracles of Holistic Health and Wellness with one of the most prominent naturopathic doctors in this country, as well as a leading detoxification and environmental illness specialist. Now, here's your host, Dr. Ronnie.
Hello, Dr. Ronnie, and I have Dr. McCabe on the line with me. Today, Dr. McCabe is going to interview me on a very important subject. Hello, Dr. McCabe. So, in North America.
Hi, Dr. Ronnie.
Hi, you there? Well, we're getting ready to talk about parasites. Aren't you excited?
Yes, I am. This is such a needed subject because so many people have them, but millions and don't know, and this is just great information. I can't wait to get started. Let's do it.
So, you know, I when I talk about this subject, you're going to, you know, there's people out there, they're going to go, ew, we're talking about parasites. Anyway, in North America, you know this, almost everybody is sick. If you look at your family or if you look at your friends, your coworkers, and you question them very carefully, because I've done this over the many, many years, and if you start asking them some questions, because so many people, first of all, deny the fact that there's anything wrong with them. But if you find that virtually everybody has a health challenge today, and many of them, which are significant challenges, but some of them, they're just mild. So how many of the people you know, and I know a lot of them, over the age of 45, they're on blood sugar medication. Some of them are on insulin. How many people do you know in their 30s that are suffering from chronic fatigue? That's crazy. And many of them may not even know what's wrong with them. How many people do you know in their 40s and 50s today have died from cancer? In reality, you know, the health of North America population is deteriorating. So, you know, we may be living longer, but the quality of how we're living is significantly decreasing. So many people have parasites. They don't even know they have parasites. There's so many different symptoms that we have on a daily basis that we just learn to live with it. We never even question the fact that we may have parasites. That's why this session today is so very, very important, because I'm hoping that we're going to give some value to people out there that will say, maybe that's what's wrong with me and why I don't feel at my optimal level for the last year or two. You know, because I know people that, Dr. McCabe, every single day they take Tylenol or they'll take something for their stomach. What's that pink stuff, Pepto-Bismol, whatever it's called? Or they'll take something. I don't know. There's so many over-the-counter drugs today that the list is huge. I know that I can go in some households and there'll be a whole cabinet full of non-prescription over-the-counter stuff. So parasites is a very important subject to talk about today. So I know your favorite question for me, Dr. McCabe, is what is a parasite?
Well, I was actually just getting ready to ask you that, because as you said, most people cringe and they're like, what are we talking about? And they'd be surprised to know that millions of Americans and many, many symptoms are related to parasites. So, Dr. Ronnie, you are the wonderful holistic doctor and CEO and owner of the great Martha's Vineyard Holistic Retreat, where people come to do these wonderful 21-day detox programs. And I know that one of the main things you have to deal with are parasites. So can you now tell us what are parasites and even where do they come from?
Right. And, you know, when people come to the retreat, you know, they don't specifically sign in and say, you know, Dr. Ronnie, I want to do a parasite cleanse. They'll come for 21 days and they'll do the 21-day detox, because the 21-day detox is a very nice thing to do, because you lose 21 pounds, your skin gets better, your hair gets better, your energy gets better, and you look fabulous. However, during the process of being at the retreat, they may find out that they have parasites and they didn't even know. Or I may confirm the fact that they have parasites and they suspected that they had it. Because, you know, once the first day, even sometimes before you get here, you have to fill out a 9-page health assessment. And sometimes even before they get here, I talk to them for a long time and I'll even suggest to them maybe they need to go on a parasite cleanse or a candida cleanse or some specific type of cleanse along with the 21-day detox. So what is a parasite? So parasites are organisms, and these organisms invade your body. They feed off of your nutrients in your body. Parasites range in size from barely visible to almost recognizable. And when I say barely visible, I'm talking about like a size of a one little salt. Like if you shake salt on your hands and you pick one up, a parasite can look just like that. There are so many different symptoms for parasites, but I want to just talk about some of the most common symptoms include in messing with your immune system. So if you have an altered immune system, you can imagine so many different symptoms you will have in the body. You'll have like this constant illness that you can't really put your finger on, and you go to doctor after doctor after doctor, and they won't be able to tell what's wrong with you. They'll just give you vague answers because it is vague symptoms. But some of the most really easy recognizable signs that you have a parasite, the number one is rectal itching. The other sign is a recurrent yeast infection, extreme fatigue, bloating and gas. And this is a big one, and people don't realize this. You ever met anybody, Dr. McCable, that everything in the world they're allergic to? Oh, I can't eat that. I'm allergic to that. Oh, I can't eat that. I'm allergic to that. I can't eat that. I can't eat that. And the list is so long. Did you know that multiple allergies is a sign of parasite infestation? Now, what people don't understand is that if you leave it untreated, if you leave a parasite condition untreated and the parasite overgrows, it can lead to other conditions. And one of the severe conditions that it leads to is cancer. Some other conditions that it leads to is arthritis or infertility, osteoporosis, and all of those conditions that come from malnutrition. Because like we said, parasites eat your food up before you do. So that is what a parasite is, and there's many, many different parasites.
Wow, Dr. Ronnie, thank you. So now we know what parasites are, and I know that you touched on a little where they come from, but I'm getting some text in. Can you go in a little bit more about where people pick up parasites from? Because I know a lot of times they think that it's, you know, that maybe only children get parasites, where most adults have them and those are the symptoms. Could you go into that a little bit?
Yeah, believe it or not, parasites just don't only come from children. They're everywhere. I hate to tell you this, but it's in our food. It's in our soil, in the dirt. Sometimes we get them on our skin. It's in our water. It's everywhere. I mean, I can't even think of one place. A lot of people used to think that if they go out of the country, they'll get parasites. But no, parasites are well and alive in this country right now. And they harbor in your colon. And one of the things, they actually live in your colon. There's I want to talk about the different types of parasites, because people really don't understand that. Sometimes I know colon therapists, and I hope there's a lot of colon therapists out there that are listening, because sometimes a colon therapist will see parasites floating through the tube, and they won't even know that it's a parasite. It's very, very important to be able to identify these little things, because if you don't identify them, then you will almost certainly not be able to help your client get rid of the very condition that they came in. Sometimes they don't know why they came in to get a colon treatment, but it's certainly very helpful for a colon therapist to identify parasites. So now that we've said that parasites is almost anywhere, but of course there are different parasites are in different countries. And when I come back, because I know that we have to go to break, and this is a very important subject, so I want you to stay tuned, because I want to be able to tell you exactly how many parasites there are and what are the most common parasites that there are, and that you can be rest and assure that you can keep your body from building up parasites very simply if you knew three or four very important things. So I hope that I explained that a parasite is an organism that lives off of the body, which is us. That's the first thing that you have to remember, and that it takes away your energy and it takes away your nutrition. And I don't care if you, even if you give your body lots and lots of supplements, a lot of people do that, guess what you're doing? You're feeding the parasite supplements, guys. So when we come back, I want to talk about some of those other symptoms that people have because of parasites.
Miracles of Holistic Health and Wellness with Dr. Ronnie continues in minutes.
To Sheer Alchemy with Leslie Fontaine on TransformationTalkRadio.com and get ready to stir up your passions, remove your blocks, and shift into an entirely new existence. Speaker, teacher, channel, clairvoyant, Leslie Fontaine is a transformation catalyst who channels a powerful energy from Source to catapult listeners into living the life they were born to live. Whether it's shifting from scarcity to abundance, from emotional pain into joy, or from illness into health, Leslie will help you step into the true essence and power of all that you are with the help of the Ascended Masters and Archangels. You will not be the same. Visit TransformationTalkRadio.com for show dates and times, and LeslieFontaine.com to say yes to explosive abundance.
Naturopathic doctor, founder of the Martha's Vineyard Holistic Retreat, and author of the New York Times bestseller 21 Pounds in 21 Days, Dr. Ronnie DeLuce has helped tens of thousands of people, including celebrities and athletes, with her message of lifestyle change. Now Dr. Ronnie DeLuce wants to help you. You too can be saved. Email Dr. Ronnie DeLuce at info@ronniedeluceonradio.com and visit mvholisticretreat.com. Dr. Ronnie DeLuce, your partner in wellness.
Let the transition begin. Tune in to the hit show, Majestic Insights Radio, Success for Life's Transitions, with host Carrie Keith. Carrie is a gifted intuitive coach, healer, and teacher who will lead you through her empowering techniques of ancient wisdom and awareness so you can live your happiest, healthiest, and most vibrant life. Let Carrie teach you the tools of transformation that will help you experience success for all of life's transitions. To learn more about Carrie, visit www.majesticinsights.com.
Wondering how to play the game of life and actually win? Stop wondering and start willing the game of life with the unique and incomparable Lynn Brown. As an intuitive healer and experienced business manager, Lynn can help you live your life to its full potential. To learn more about Lynn, visit ruintuit.com. That's the letter R, letter U, intuit.com.
1230 WBLQ.
Welcome back to Miracles of Holistic Health and Wellness. This is Dr. Makeba Maureen. I am your co-host, and our wonderful host of the show is Dr. Ronnie DeLuce. And we've been talking about parasites. We've been talking about the effect of parasites, where they come from, the fact that millions of Americans have parasites. We're going to talk about symptoms and diseases related to parasites. But right now, Dr. Ronnie, I would like to ask you a significant question because, you know, the calls and the text messages are coming in. Can you let our audience know, what we're asking is, what are the different types of parasites? Everyone want to know what kind of parasites are we dealing with and what do they do? And then we can go into how we can rid ourselves of them.
Oh my, that is a very important question, and I You do know that there are over, and I would have to do like 5 shows on parasites to get into each one of them, because there are over 130 known species of parasites silently and invisibly dwelling all around us. It's in our soil, as I was saying. It's in our water. It's in our food. It's on our pets. These little tiny things are everywhere, Dr. McCabe. They can literally cause harm in our bodies and cause all kinds of illnesses. And I'm going to talk about some of the most specific ones because, I'm a naturopathic doctor. I'm a registered nurse. I'm also a colon therapist. And I'm also a hypnotist. I mean, I've done a lot of different certifications in a lot of different areas because, as you well know, coming from the conventional medicine and going over to natural medicine, I first had to heal myself. So, and I also, by the way, I don't know if I ever told you this, Dr. McCabe, but I had parasites. I consider myself healthy, eating well, but, just like I said, you can eat well and you can take the best supplements in the world, but that doesn't mean you are prevented from having parasites in your body, and it doesn't mean that you'll never get parasites because millions of people have parasites. But as a colon therapist, I can tell you I identified many types of parasites. One of the biggest ones and the most common ones, our conventional doctors will help you with. They'll give you medication. But there are just so many parasites that your conventional regular doctor cannot help you with. They can end up giving you medication for certain species, but not all species. But I don't know about you guys. I don't want any of these parasites in my body. So I'll tell you what I do later on in the show to keep myself from ever getting these parasites again and from ever, ever having my kids get parasites. So the number one parasite that doctors see, and that's very obvious, and these are called tapeworms. They're right. Long, they're big. They can even be as long as 36 inches. And I've seen one that was about maybe 20 inches floating right through the colon tube. And, of course, I was a young colon therapist then, and I'm going like, how did that rope get inside this tube? And so I realized after a while, my teacher was saying, now that, my dear, is what I will have to show you is a parasite. And it was at this particular time that we had over 20 people having colon therapy during that time. And so I had the opportunity to see. I've never seen one that long ever again, but I did. Now, another type of parasite is called a white worm. These are often the color of an eggshell, and it looks like spaghetti. I have seen that in the colon therapy unit many times. And as these suckers grow, or as the longer they stay in you, they turn black. So they're no longer white worms. And then there's one that's called the inchworm. That's pretty common. You hear about these. These are the thick, black, lumpy ones. They're thick. Like a pen, and they're about 1 inch long. So you could pretty much tell that that's an inchworm. And then there's these pinworms. These are the ones that kids get. They're the tiny little parasites that wiggle in and out of you. They're about smaller than 3/4 inch, and they live in the lower intestines, and they make your rectal area itch. Then there's hookworms. These are the curvy little ones. They're about 6 inches long. They come to a point at both ends, and they're shaped like hooks. That's why they call them hookworms, and they're gray. I've actually seen a hookworm in the colon therapy machine once. Now, keep in mind that these parasites, they are, when you're doing colon treatments, they're not easy to see. So I'm not saying that you can go have a colon therapy and see, oh, wow, I have parasites. They're very hard to see because they're mixed in with stool and mixed in with food, and they really know how to hide and pierce the colon wall. So you have to do an aggressive program to get these parasites out of the body. And a lot of times, and we're going to talk about that later on, I'll tell you exactly what you need to do in order to loosen these parasites up. Let's see what else. Oh, fuzzballs. I remember fuzzballs. Fuzzballs are like little round parasites that have fur on them. That's why they're called fuzzballs. Now, fuzzballs scare me because I can tell you when I see fuzzballs in the colon machine, I'm looking at my client and I'm thinking, either she has cancer or he has cancer and don't know it, or he or she has cancer and not telling me. So you see, a lot of these types of parasites, basically you can tell you what's wrong with the client. They can tell you whether they've been in your body a long time, whether it has actually pierced other parts of your body. Like some parasites will actually get into the joint. Like if you actually listen to your client really closely and they say, no matter what I do, I always have joint pain. And you start doing colon therapy on them, you'll find parasites that's been in their, living in their bodies for a very long time. Now, here's another one. I don't want to spend too much time on the types of parasites because, like I said, there's over 100 different species of them, and I'm only talking about some of the most common ones. And I'm talking about parasites today because it's rampant in our country. I'm talking about parasites today because a lot of people have parasites and they don't know they have parasites. And I'm talking about parasites today because if you have a chronic illness and you don't know what's wrong with you and you can't get rid of it, you might want to consider parasites. So now let's talk about one more thing. There's something called spider parasites, and they look just like a spider. They even have legs on them. Well, one time we did an aggressive cleanse on somebody at the retreat, and this little thing came out. Not only did it have the legs on it, but it also had fur on it. And so the lady said to us, oh, I never knew what that was. She says, but I get a lot of those. And so I'm saying to people, if you find anything in your stool, and if you go to the bathroom, if anything odd comes out, you need to save it, and you need to take it to your doctor, because that could be the answer why you don't feel so good. So those are some of the common ones that I talked about. And totally, and I don't like saying this, but, you know, parasites is a silent killer. And the reason why I say that is because a lot of times we don't identify parasites and we don't get treated for parasites, and they stay in your body for a very, very long time. One of our Sammy Davis Jr., do you know about that, right? He, a very famous, we know Sammy Davis Jr., of course we do. He, at the time of his death, yes, he was identified with having hundreds of parasites, hundreds of different species of parasites. But he also died of cancer, didn't he?
Yes, he
so
did.
So we're talking about parasites, and we're talking about parasites being a silent killer. And we're talking about parasites not only being identifiable, but a lot of times they hide in the body. So let's be very clear here that we have to make sure that our body is clean. We have to make sure that we know what to do, because when a parasite populates the small intestine, the end result is that you will get sick. It will take your vitamin nutrients. It will take everything out of you, and it will make you malnourished. Now, I don't need to tell you what happens when we're malnourished. When we're malnourished, you will end up having a chronic disease. So now, if the same parasite invades your large colon, it can cause dehydration. So there you go. So now that we've talked about the different species of parasites, Dr. Michaela, and what some of the things that it can do, I don't want you to be alarmed. I don't want the listeners out there to be alarmed. When you begin to eliminate parasites, I'll tell you what you'll see and what will happen, and we'll also tell you what to do to start the elimination of parasites. We have some great information for you, some great value for you. Have you ever done a parasite cleanse, Dr. Michaela?
I have, Dr. Ronnie. I definitely have, and it's actually time for me to do another one, because as you, I don't want any parasites in my body. And I know the signs. Fortunately, being a naturopath myself, I all too well know the signs the symptoms and the effects and the dangers of having parasites. So that's just something. I actually give me and my children a parasitic cleanse at least once a year. And I usually do it, I'm kind of late doing it this year because I usually do it as the season is changing. But, you know, I'm down here in Atlanta and the season is still warm. So it's time for that. And I'm looking forward to when we come back after this segment, you offering our listeners what type of parasitic cleanse they can do and, you know, how to get on that immediately and how often they need to do it. So I'm pretty sure it's time for break, and we'll be back with Miracles of Holistic Health and Wellness.
Miracles of Holistic Health and Wellness with Dr. Ronnie continues in minutes.
Naturopathic doctor, founder of the Martha's Vineyard Holistic Retreat, and author of the New York Times bestseller 21 Pounds in 21 Days, Dr. Ronnie DeLuce has helped tens of thousands of people, including celebrities and athletes, with her message of lifestyle change. Now Dr. Ronnie DeLuce wants to help you. You too can be saved. Email Dr. Ronnie DeLuce at info@ronniedeluceonradio.com and visit mvholisticretreat.com. Dr. Ronnie DeLuce, your partner in wellness.
Are you seeking a more deeply connected and fulfilling life? Do you often find yourself feeling overwhelmed, overworked, or exhausted? Are you ready to embrace a life filled with more love, connection, and joy? Best of the Month list and 5-star rated on Amazon, Conscious Being by author TJ Woodward will awaken you to your true nature. To learn more about how to get your copy of Conscious Being, visit consciousbeingbook.com today.
Welcome back to Miracles of Holistic Health and Wellness, and this is your favorite co-host, Dr. McCabe Mori, and we are here with the ever-popular and wonderful Dr. Ronnie DeLuce, and we are talking about parasites and what parasites are from. So with that, Dr. Ronnie, I've been getting so many calls and text messages on the break, and everyone wants to know, I think now the next step, before we give them how to cure parasites, are what are the symptoms of parasites. Many people are not aware of the symptoms of parasites. So if you could just give us a few of those symptoms, and when you finish that, I think I have one significant story that will help people see that it can manifest in all different types of symptoms. So, Dr. Ronnie, could you please give us some of the symptoms of parasites?
Sure. You see, Dr. McCabe, the symptoms are because this is why parasites are not diagnosed often enough or more often than it is, is because of the symptoms. And when I talk about the symptoms, you'll see why. If just imagine going to the doctor constantly saying these types of symptoms. I mean, there's going to be symptoms like, you know, you'll hear someone say, you know, like, I can't clearly think as clearly as I used to. You'll hear them say, I'm very, very forgetful. I don't have a good appetite anymore like I used to. Or the other one is that I eat all the time. I never seem to be full. I'm exhausted. I have just so much fatigue. Even if I sleep for 12 hours, I wake up exhausted. I have gas. I'm so gassy. Even if I breathe, I'm gassy or I'm bloated. I don't understand why I'm so bloated, because even if I don't eat, I'm always bloated and I'm always passing gas. Another one is a burning sensation in their stomach. They just don't understand how to explain it to the doctor, but their stomach don't feel good. Some women have menstrual cycle irregularity. A lot of children, they identify children really easily because they grind their teeth while they're sleeping, but adults grinding their teeth, they don't think about it. If a child wets the bed, they look for parasites, but if an adult person wets the bed, they don't think about it. And then, of course, if an adult person wets the bed, they're not going to tell anybody. So some other symptoms that you may find in parasite people is that they're not just their anus or their rectal area itch, but they have itchiness in their ears, itchiness in their nose. They're constantly itching. Sometimes their skin itch. Sometimes men have a sexual dysfunction. Sometimes women just have like a lack of craving with that lethargy that they don't have a sexual energy. So these are some of the symptoms. But one of the ones that really aggravates me and the one that I talk about a lot is, you know, if you have parasites, it's very difficult to lose weight unless you have a severe form of it. Because you have to remember, maximum nutrition in small doses all day is what causes the body to lose weight. But guess what? If you're constantly giving your body nutrition, aren't you feeding the parasite? So there you go. So a lot of times I always tell people that if you're constantly on a diet and you don't understand why you're not losing weight, and you have a lot of stomach pain and a lot of gas and a lot of bloat, you may consider having a parasite test, because trust me, parasites love your nutrients just as much as you do. So the good news, though,
you know, Dr. Ronnie, when you finish, I just want to give one example to something that you just said of significant client I had who had children, and two of them were grinding their teeth very badly at night. And they had bought them, matter of fact, they grinded the teeth so bad that it caused some dental malfunctions. Mm-hmm. And fortunately, she caught it before their adult teeth came in. But literally, they had literally sawed their teeth down. And the dentist said, get the dental guards. Okay, so she got the dental guards, which are these just plastic things, and we would just take the dental guards out for one, but even one wore the dental guard regularly and it put a hole in it. So I was like, boy. So they came to me thinking it was some other things, thinking it was psychological. And I said, well, it sounds like parasites to me. That is a very common symptom, particularly mm-hmm. amongst children, that sure enough that you have parasites. So we gave them some, you know, put them on the parasitic program that I have, and you have one very similar. And that, along with the colon irrigations and the herbs that are part of the program and the change of nutrition, completely stopped. Not only did it completely stop, but other symptoms that the children had, psoriasis was one of them, a bad skin problem. One of the children was having an incredible difficult time gaining weight and being at the proper BMI. Those two issues were corrected too. So if they were corrected and the only thing that changed was the parasitic clean, we know that it was the parasites that was causing the grinding of teeth in the children. Also the lack of nutrition, which was causing them not to be able to gain weight, and even the mild psoriasis. So that's just one example of a client that had children that had at least three manifestations that, you know, a lot of times you go to the doctor and you're trying to treat three different things, and the cause all along was the parasites. So I think that we should really be conscious to everyone, you know, get these programs, listen to Dr. Ronnie, and please do your parasite cleanse. So I know that you have a lot of stories too, Dr. Ronnie.
Oh, yeah. You know, being a colon therapist, you know I have a lot of stories. You know, one of the things that, you know, I always tell people about parasites is that they, you know, because I do a lot of education with the clients. You know, they're here for 21 days, so they hear it all. And so I can't really talk about an intense parasite subject with some of my clients that just come in for like a weekend. So the longer you stay, the more education you get and the more I'm able to help you. But one of the things that they hate when I'm doing my colon hydrotherapy class is for me to talk about what these parasites do. But, you know, if I'm going to give value to my clients, I have to be honest, and I know that it's gross and it's hard to hear when I say that parasites excrete their waste inside your body. And when they excrete their waste inside your body, it keeps your circulation from being superb. It keeps your cells suffocated and it makes you not breathe good. You got a lot of mucus in the body. And so what I'm saying is that the parasites cause a lot of problems in the body. But these are big problems, and it's hard to go talk to your doctor about some of these things because it's hard to identify. So when you go to the doctor, you have to be able to say, I think I have parasites. If you don't say that, then they're going to take a look at your symptoms and they're going to say, well, if you're tired and if you're not gaining weight or if your nails are brittle, if you've got a lot of bloat, you know, maybe you need some probiotics because we're in a probiotic revolution. So they're giving probiotics now, which is great. But at the same time, parasites make you feel awful. You also, one of the signs that I forgot to tell you is that you feel nauseous. You just have this sick feeling when you have parasites. You just have this feeling that something's going on inside your body and you can't put your finger on it. And guess what? Something is truly going on inside your body when you have parasites. And so that's what leads me into this last conversation about what do we do about these parasites. First of all, we talked about the many, many different types of parasites, and you will have to be diagnosed, and you will have to get on medication depending on the type of parasites. But like I said, not all medication will kill all parasites. So therefore, that leads us into the conversation, okay, what can we do for parasites? And so what there's two different types of parasite cleanses that I have. One is a parasite cleanse, which I actually have people do for the entire 21 days. And that parasite cleanse is intense. And I'm going to talk about that one first. But then I also want anyone that wants to do a preventative or someone who thinks they may have parasites or someone who can't lose weight and want to get rid of some parasites, I want you to go to my website and fill out that form for a 15-minute free consultation, and I will be happy to give you a parasite program that you can do safely at home. So go to DrRoniHolisticHealth.com, and on there is a form that you fill out for a free consult, and I will give you that parasite cleanse. Or you can text me at 774-208-2477, and I will also email you that parasite cleanse. But let me tell you about that parasite cleanse in more details when I get back. I'm going to leave you with some value on our next session, our last session. I'll leave you with some value about how to do a parasite cleanse at home so that you'll never get parasites. And that's a mild parasite cleanse, and how to get rid of those little parasites that you think you may have. But if you have a serious condition, like a chronic disease already, or a chronic illness already, like maybe joint pains, or maybe multiple sclerosis, or maybe post-cancer, or any of those chronic illnesses, then and want to do an intense parasite cleanse, I would suggest that you sign up for my consultation, and I'll be able to do that intense cleanse with you with my text program that I have. So saying that, Dr. McCabe, I want to go on break, and when we come back, we're going to talk about the value of how to help people with parasites.
Miracles of Holistic Health and Wellness with Dr. Ronnie continues in minutes.
If you're one of the millions of Americans suffering from anxiety, you probably know how powerless and out of control this emotion can make you feel. This is why it is so important to remember that anxiety is created by your mind, which means that you can learn to use your mind to uncreate it. Hello, my name is Dr. Friedman Schaub. My award-winning book, The Fear and Anxiety Solution, provides you with a step-by-step breakthrough process to understand and resolve the root causes of your anxiety and build a solid foundation of confidence and inner peace. If you're ready to take your power back, visit thefearandanxietysolution.com. That's thefearandanxietysolution.com, or call 866-903-6463. That's 866-903-6463. mind.
Transformation Talk Radio's amazing hosts span from the Pacific to the Atlantic coast. With a world full of loyal fans, what's stopping you from joining our clan? Bring your powerful message to listening ears. We've been helping people do this for many years. Want to make a difference? We can help you out. Just give us a Transformation Talk Radio a shout. It's easy to get started with an email so small to host@transformationtalkradio.com, and then we'll give you a call.
Are you ever consumed with the idea that something needs to change? You hear Oprah and other inspiring people talk about living your authentic life, and yet it's much easier said than done. Duda, the kick-ass muse, has crafted a world-renowned coaching platform that will help you get clarity on the issues you face, take bold risks, get back your confidence, and brave your fears. To learn more and work with Duda today, visit kickassmuse.com.
Naturopathic doctor, founder of the Martha's Vineyard Holistic Retreat, and author of the New York Times bestseller 21 Pounds in 21 Days, Dr. Ronnie DeLuce has helped tens of thousands of people, including celebrities and athletes, with her message of lifestyle change. Now Dr. Ronnie DeLuce wants to help you. You too can be saved. Email Dr. Ronnie DeLuce at info@ronniedeluceonradio.com and visit mvholisticretreat.com. Dr. Ronnie DeLuce, your partner in wellness.
1230 WBLQ. Welcome back to Miracles of Holistic Health and Wellness. This is your co-host, Dr. Makeba Maureen, and we are here with our host, Dr. Ronnie DeLuce, and we've been having a wonderful, very, very productive conversation on parasites. It might not sound like the prettiest thing, but what's pretty about it is that when you learn about them, when you learn how to recognize them and eradicate them, it would definitely manifest in some beautiful things for your health. We've been talking about the wide scope of symptoms related to parasites, and now that we're in our last segment of the show, we don't have that much longer. Dr. Ronnie, as usual, gives such value to the show and always offers some treats and some discounts out there. So we want to get straight to it. But before we get to it, Dr. Ronnie, I just wanted to add one other thing, because I have worked in holistic healthcare in the pediatric side. One common thing I noticed with parasites, particularly in the southern part of the country or way out west where it's warmer, is with the children in the scalp. There is, and I'm pretty sure so many parents have seen this before, but it's a thick white dandruff. It looks like a dandruff, but it's really like a psoriasis of the scalp that gets in children. Then as much as you wash it, it doesn't come out. And I've even seen many people go to the medical doctor and get medicated shampoo. It not work, and I'm constantly having to increase it, use antibiotics, and it's still not working. And a lot of times these turn into little boils in the scalp. Those are parasites. That is a telltale sign of parasites. And I think one reason it's more in the south is because the weather is hotter, which means they can thrive more actively, and the children are constantly putting their hands in the dirt and contaminating. So I'm looking forward to hearing this next segment as our audience, and you've given us value, Dr. Ronnie, to some solutions to these parasites.
Oh, you know, one of the things, I want to talk about the oils first, since you mentioned the children and the scalp and everything. And this is a very powerful, I use organic essential oils for a lot of different things, especially when I'm dealing with children, because, you know, the last thing you want them to do is have to take a bunch of pills. And essential oils that I get are very powerful. So, again, anybody who wants to know about these essential oils, I'll be happy to send the information your way. But this particular group of essential oils, you can put in a carrier oil, and you can put it on the children's scalp, what you were just telling me. And these are the three oils that I think that are very, very powerful. And one is called the cinnamon bark. If you just take 1 to 3 drops of the cinnamon bark, because remember, these oils are very strong, and then you, and oregano, and people underestimate the power of oregano, But keep in mind, it's not the same thing as getting those spices out of the grocery store that you put on your spaghetti sauce. This oregano is so powerful, you want to be very, 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 very careful with it. So you only want to add one drop to a carrier oil. And then clove. Remember, good old clove. So you want to get clove essential oil. Clove is C-L-O-V-E. And you want to get ginger root. And so you want one drop of clove, two drops of ginger root, one drop of oregano, and one to three drops of cinnamon bark. And you're going to put it in a carrier oil. And when I say a carrier oil, it just means the oil to diffuse or dilute the medicinal oils that I just told you about. So you would use about 1 ounce of the carrier oil. And what I use for a carrier oil, I'll use coconut oil or I'll use sesame seed oil. But you can pick your favorite oil and you put these drops in that oil and then you could put it on the scalp where you saw the parasite buds. Those are called parasite. And those parasites actually protect themselves in the scalp of these children, just like parasites will protect themselves in the colon wall. So now you're probably going to want to know, okay, if that's the case, what can I do about something like a tapeworm and my rectal area is itching? Well, it's the same thing. You could take the oregano oil again. You only want to use one drop of the oregano oil, or you can use one drop of peppermint oil. I'm going to tell you how you can use these oils to put it in your rectal area now. And then you use one drop of, bergamot, and one drop of cinnamon, one drop of cardamom, one drop of clove, and you put it in 3 ounces, because you're going in the rectal area, 3 ounces of the carrier oil, and you get one of those syringes, like those syringes that we use sometimes, that women use as a suppository that you're going to put in the vaginal area, or a small syringe, and you want to insert that tiny little bulb syringe in the rectal area with these oils. And I'm telling you, the itch is gone because you've actually killed those parasites in the rectal area. Now, that's not the only thing you're worried about, because you're itching there because that's where the parasites like to stay. And they usually like to come out at night and then they go back up into the colon area during the day. So therefore, you want to make sure you take some internal herbs to fight that. And so at the same time, by the way, you also want to do a colon hydrotherapy session. Or if you don't want to do a colon hydrotherapy session, you must take some type of laxative to get the waste secretion out of the body. Because you got to remember that these parasites, once you kill it, you have to remove the dead excretion from the body. Otherwise, you'll get what's called a healing crisis. So killing the parasites can cause a healing crisis. And I don't want people to get alarmed about that, because you'll stop your program. And so I'm going to tell you, I'm going to give you a great parasite cleanse program in about 1 minute. But even before I go into that parasite cleanse program, I want to let you know that when parasites start detaching from the colon wall, sometimes you'll get pain in your stomach. Sometimes you'll get mucus in your lungs. And sometimes you'll even experience a nausea, sick feeling to your stomach. And by the way, sometimes you'll even get what's called negative or sad emotions or just irritability. And we talked about sometimes parasites can make the body very anxious, correct? And so I forgot about that. Anxiety is another sign of a parasite infestation. So now that you know that killing the parasites or cleansing the body can bring on some other symptoms, and so for you not to be alarmed, I want to talk about some of these different types of parasite cleanses that are out there. There are lots of parasite cleanses out there. But I tend to like to use the thing that's the most simple and the most pure, because, by the way, the last thing you want is to have side effects from just doing a parasite cleanse. So I use something called black cohosh and wormwood. And these particular nutrients have a lot of different herbs in it that help with the killing of the parasite. So what you want to do with the wormwood, so black walnut, wormwood, and clove. I've got the clove capsules. And I can tell you where to get this from. And if you go online, you might be able to find it. But it's a combination of those different three. And what you want to do is you want to put black walnut, you want to put in, it comes in drops, and you want to make sure that you put one drop of that black walnut in water. Just take an 8-ounce glass of water, and you want to drink that with one capsule of the wormwood. And what you want to do, you want to take the clove capsules 3 times a day on an empty stomach. Now, I'm going to say it again, because you're going to do this for 18 days. So you want to take one drop of the black walnut, and you want to put it in 8 ounces of water. With that, you're going to take one capsule of the wormwood capsule. And then 3 times a day on an empty stomach, you're going to take clove capsules. Now, guess what you're going to do after that? Each day, you're going to increase the black walnut. So the second day, you're going to have 2 drops in water. The third day, 3 drops in water. The fourth day, 4 drops in water. And you're going to go all the way up until you reach day 10. That's 10 drops of warm black walnut in water. But at the same time, you're still taking one capsule of the wormwood caps. And you're still taking one of the cloves 3 times a day. After 10 days, you're going to still keep doing the same doses of the black walnut, but now you're up to 3 capsules of the wormwood caps, and you're still at 3 caps of the clove 3 times a day. And you're going to do that all the way up to day 18. Now, after day 18, you want to know what you're supposed to do, because it's a 21-day program. What you want to do is you want to do colonics for the next 3 days. Why is that important? To remove the excretion of the dead parasites from the body. Now, along the way, if you have a healing crisis, keep in mind you're killing the parasites too fast. Back off. Stop for a day, or reduce the 3 caps to like 1 for a day or 2. So I hope that that was enough information about that particular parasite cleanse. Now I want to talk a little bit about the essential oils, because essential oils, by the way, is one of my favorite ways to get rid of parasites if you don't have a serious case of it. And remember, if you don't have a serious case of it. Okay. So here is a parasite cleanse protocol for essential oils. The first thing you want to buy 4 different types of oils.
Thank you for listening to Dr. Ronnie, Miracles of Holistic Health and Wellness. Tune in every Friday, 3 p.m., for more exciting guests and surprising stories. Visit her website at drronnieholistichealth.com. Skype her at ronnie.deluce. Tweet at twitter.com, Dr. Ronnie. Or call and leave a text at 774-208-2477.